The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of the presenters and are not shared by Jukasa Radio or its affiliations. Yes, if it wasn't painfully obvious, the name of the show is Hello Friday.
Yes.
Carla, hello. Tara, and myself. Tara just wanted to be included in something.
I did.
And we wanted her to be in something.
Yeah, sure, we can go with that. Why not?
Yeah, of course.
So every week, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., it's Hello Friday. Now, it's a little different from what we used to do. That other show was about the putting the personal touch on everything.
Yeah, we were very, like, everything was about us and our lives.
Yeah, very selfish.
It was.
We're done hearing about you guys.
Yeah. What is there left to know, really?
I think everyone knows about us too much now.
Yeah, I think everyone gets the gist of it. So, we kind of broke it down to something a little bit more fun, a little bit more interactive, something different every week. We talk about things we like, things we don't like, but not necessarily
personal.
In our personal lives.
Yeah.
But the things we like out there in the world, what we like to do, what we like to watch, what we like to listen to. And we'll kind of put that all into a pretty little present that we will deliver to you.
On Hello Friday. I'm excited.
Yay.
So we break it down like this. There's segments that we will do every week. Same segments, different segments. But we're going to start with the first thing. And this was a hotly debated topic.
It really
of
was.
Of what we were going to call this next thing. Now, there's shows like The Talk. There's shows like The View, The Real.
But we're not them.
We're not them. And what's the gist of it? You talk. You have a conversation about, hot topics. Hot topics would be great, but somebody's already got that too.
Yeah, that would be good.
That's already taken. So
This one I don't think is taken.
Tara, what is this segment called?
Oh, it's called The Scuttlebutt.
The Scuttlebutt.
So the scuttlebutt, that is the word that Tara chose to call this segment.
We all did collectively.
Nope, I never once chose it.
It took me a while to get to grasp it a little.
Well, Carla thought it was a dirty word at first.
Because it has a butt.
I still because laugh the, every time I hear it.
It's because it's got the word butt with two T's. Yeah. That's what really throws
That's
her
how
off.
I'm mature scuttlebutt. I am. See, I'm going
to
laugh.
So how this is going to break down is we each bring a topic to discuss. Now, it can be something that happened today, yesterday, or over the last 7 days. I will start it off, and it is the topic that I've been talking about since October of last year, and that is Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Of course.
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper could be a thing now. No, probably not, but
they might.
Bradley Cooper just broke up with his girlfriend and baby mama, Irina Shayk, after 4 years of being together. Lady Gaga, famously now single, after calling off her four-month engagement to Christian Carino, and she was engaged to Taylor Kinney for a year, and they were also dating for 5 years. And I've had this overwhelming feeling that Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga should just be together. I saw A Star Is Born. It was beautiful.
But that's the only reason why, I think.
No,
if you didn't see that movie,
they have a beautiful relationship. Then he showed up in her show at Vegas. They performed. That was beautiful. I wanted to cry. Then they performed at the Oscars together. Again, beautiful. I don't know. I feel like this is something that can finally happen for me. I can finally have my happy ending.
But if they didn't do the movie, would you see that? Would you see Lady Gaga?
But the thing is,
and Bradley Cooper?
If they didn't do the movie, they wouldn't have had this connection.
Exactly. How would you know?
Okay.
So, backstory. This is how they met. So she sings a song. It's the song the first song she sings in the movie.
The French song.
Yeah. She sings at the very beginning of the movie. She sang that at some charity event. He sees her. He falls for her. Like in the movie. It's
okay.
Almost.
Okay.
They go hand in hand.
Except he don't die.
And oh God.
So make him cry.
So he's in the process of writing and finishing up the script to A Star Is Born, and he now has her in mind.
Oh, he wrote it?
He helped write it. Well, you know, the movie's the same movie, yeah. But it gets changed up depending on the decade that it's done.
Okay.
So he asks to meet with her. She says, okay. He goes to her place. She makes him breakfast. She plays on the piano, plays him a song or two. They sing it together. And then he decides, I'm going to have you in my movie. Mm-hmm. That's where the love story starts.
The breakfast?
Breakfast.
What do you think they had?
I think she made him like leftover food that she had.
Oh, you read it somewhere? Like what they actually...
breakfast? No, it wasn't breakfast. It was lunch. She made him lunch. It was leftover pasta from the day before.
Listen to him. He really read into it.
I'm all into
He's into it.
I'm hashtag all in.
I have to say, I feel like low-key they're probably going to start dating soon, but they're going to keep it very quiet, very hush-hush.
You think they really are?
Oh, yeah.
Do you? Josh, do you?
Who has that kind of chemistry?
Okay, first thing, they're saying that Lady Gaga has nothing to do with the ending of this relationship, which is true. She probably has nothing to do with it. But somebody had to call it off. Either he called it off because he was in love with someone else, or she called it off because he's clearly in love with someone else. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
is
I guess if
happen.
I was the girlfriend, right, and your boyfriend has that connection, everyone's saying they should be together.
Well, no,
it would make you feel very little.
Exactly.
Very
everyone,
insecure,
you
yeah.
go on social media, everyone wants them to be together. You know how hard it must have been for her to sit there in the front row of the Oscars and watch those two perform
and
together?
And have to put on a face?
Put on a face, like, oh my God, this was great. You guys are amazing.
Was
and then
she
go
in
on-
Vegas? Too?
No,
because
she wasn't in
that
Vegas.
One I saw connection.
And then you go on Twitter and everyone's talking about how these two should just be together. How do you feel as the girlfriend being like, no one's saying that about our chemistry. They're saying about these other. And they keep putting on this front that, oh, we're actors. This is all about acting and it's all about our jobs. And
No.
I call no.
I didn't even know about the girlfriend though, honestly. I didn't even know he had one.
I didn't know she was engaged.
Yeah.
You know, she's been engaged twice.
I know now because of A Star Is Born. Well, like before that, I didn't know she was engaged.
The second guy, that was quick. They were together and then they got engaged and boom, it was over. The Taylor Kinney thing, that relationship was like early 2000s, so about like 2016 or so. And they were engaged for a year. And it was a really lengthy relationship. And like fans really wanted them to get married because they had that chemistry. Mm-hmm. But then Bradley showed up. Ah, oh, could you imagine though if like that movie actually? You think about it, that 70s show brought together Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. Right away. It happened afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Angelina and Brad Pitt. He cheated on Jen Aniston on the movie.
Don't even bring that up. That still hurts.
They're
my
not
heart.
Getting back together.
No, they're not getting back together.
No, did you see? He went to her birthday party.
He went to Jen's birthday party.
Yeah, I could see it.
So there you have it. It's possible there are instances in which co-stars do fall in love. Maybe this is another one.
This one?
You and Carla fall in love?
Us too, yeah.
That's interesting.
I'm already in love with you. What?
That's awkward. Tara, what is your topic?
Okay, so all week, well, not all week. When did the basketball game happen?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday. So there was a video when it hit, and it was Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Same front row.
And a girl leaned over. And at first, I had no idea who the girl was. I don't think anyone knew who the girl was. But the eye roll that Beyonce gave this girl went viral. And everyone went crazy over it. So the next day, it came out, and the girl was actually Golden State Warriors owner's wife. And Jay-Z and Beyonce were their guests. And all she was doing was asking what Jay-Z wanted to drink. So the Beehive went crazy and sent death threats. The girl even shut off her Instagram account. But
yeah, she shut it down completely.
Now they're saying it's like cyberbullying.
It is cyberbullying.
Oh, for sure. Like the Beehive is so intense sometimes.
Like
I get it. You love Beyonce, but cool off. The photo, to me, I feel like it was just that shot. Whoever captured that, it happened to be Beyonce's face doing that, but she wasn't intentionally trying to eye roll.
Did you watch the whole little video?
Yes.
Though, before I knew who that lady was, if you watch it, I was like on Beyonce's side here. And she like shoves her shoulder like,
leans into her.
Yeah, she's like, get out of here.
Beyonce does that to the girl?
Yeah. Oh. Beyonce like leans up and she's like,
because the woman is literally like leaning over Beyonce to talk to Jay-Z, and Jay-Z's all obviously being very polite and having this conversation with her, and she just kind of sitting in the middle, like, this is awkward.
Like, you would, though.
There was a side-by-side. I don't know if you guys saw it, but it was Beyonce back at a basketball game with Jay-Z in, like, 2013 or something, and Jake Gyllenhaal was sitting beside Jay-Z, and he was hunching over to talk to Beyonce.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And Jay-Z's just straight-faced.
Is it the same face?
It's literally the same thing, yeah.
Well, you know, this relationship has had problems in the past, and
So we can't talk to any lady, though? Like,
I don't know. I don't know what their relationship, but like, she comes off as a you-know-what.
Beyonce?
Yes.
Yo, the Beehive's about to come
after me. I don't care, but
I'm
come
sure
after
they're
me.
Listening right
I
now.
I don't have social media, so yeah, have fun with
good
it.
Good thing you don't have Instagram.
So, I don't really care. You can say whatever you want about me, but like, she comes off as not a great person, and not someone friendly, and not someone endearing. Like, she's a very powerful figure, and she exudes feminism and strength, but like I think she's on this like ridiculous pedestal that people have put her on.
I think,
and there's nothing humble. She has no humility around her. It's just like, I'm better than everybody, I'm Beyonce.
Did you see what she wore
to a like, basketball
she
game?
Had this she's allowed dress on with like heels. If I'm going to a basketball game, I'm wearing sneakers.
Alessia Cara
like,
wore a jersey and pants.
Yeah.
I love her.
Like, shout out to Alessia Cara.
Crazy.
But Beyonce, got to wear $5 million in clothing. I'm not a fan.
I can tell.
We can see that.
Just sorry, a bit.
Sorry. All right, Carla, topic number three.
All right, so Wendy Williams, she's newly divorced. She filed for her documents, and now she's seen out and partying. And the latest is that last night when she was going out, she was actually flaunting out her carat diamond wedding ring to people because it's huge. I don't know if you've seen photos, but this thing is like bling on bling on bling. It's gigantic. You can't miss it. So she's out there. She's flaunting her ring amidst the divorce announcement, and social media is saying, you know, maybe she's gonna get back together with Kevin Hunter, and other people are saying, you know, maybe it's time to get rid of the ring. My thing though is, it's only been about a month since they filed for divorce, and I think a ring, something like that, that you know you wear every single
day,
especially they were married for 21 years, it's gonna take some time for her to actually have the courage to take it off, to get used to that.
Well, first thing, that's not the OG ring. There's no way that's the OG ring that she got when they first...
I'm pretty sure it is.
No, no way.
Maybe
she bought it for herself.
That's why she's keeping it.
Like, that ring on her hand is not the ring that she initially got married with 20 years ago. There's absolutely no way of that being possible. What's more likely is that she ended up paying for that ring, and she's just like...
She's like, I'm wearing it.
This is mine. I'm wearing it.
But whatever. Even if, let's say he gave it to her, I mean, that thing is worth so much that if I was her, I would walk around and flaunt around with it, too, because of all the stuff that he did to her. I mean, he's got a mistress with a baby now and everything. And yeah, go Wendy. Flaunt that ring.
Yeah, if you say so. But like at some point... when
you got to take it off. Yeah, if you do. Divorced,
you do, but...
I take mine off every day.
And spin it.
And spin it. No, I put it on my table.
You fidget with it. Yeah,
I fidget with my wedding ring. But I literally, like the minute I get home, it comes off. And I pretty much don't wear it all weekend. I literally wear it to work and that's it.
You need to get tattoo.
Wait, why do you just wear it to work?
Because
all the ladies are after you. Stay away.
It's just like, that's the habit I'm in now. I get up, I find my ring. Most days I forget to put it on anyways. And then, like, I'll put it on, and then I'll get home, I'll take it off.
I actually take mine off, too, but I have a spot where
and
I
then
put it.
On weekends, I really don't wear it because I'm not really going out at all. And
you really only come to work, so.
But if you do go out, do you throw it on?
Honestly, so I remember we went to a birthday party, and she said, are you putting your ring on? I was like, I wasn't going to, but I guess so.
Does she wear hers?
Oh, all the time, except to work on the weekends.
I would probably sleep in mine if I had one.
I wouldn't. Mm-mm. I don't.
Is that uncomfortable?
I wouldn't. I don't.
I take it off. Every day. Every day. I also have like a paranoia with rings because do you ever hear about that Jimmy Fallon story of when he almost ripped his finger off?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. So Jimmy Fallon, if you ever watch The Tonight Show now, he doesn't wear his wedding ring anymore and his wedding ring finger is like all crooked and stuff. And it's because he was in his kitchen and he slipped and fell and he went to catch himself on his counter and his ring got caught on the edge of the counter and almost ripped his finger off.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So there you go with rings, man. Gotta be careful.
But maybe also, if you don't wear your rings though, doesn't it feel weird when you don't have it on? Like you can feel where that spot is. So maybe that's with her. It's just comfort. True. She's used to that.
I think
it's like a safety
but
blanket.
But she could could go buy a smaller, different ring to wear.
Something.
With her, I would give it like 2 more months, and then I could see her taking it off.
Well, once it's finalized and it's done.
Those take forever, though.
Yeah, but once it's final and done and she has the closure knowing that it's over,
yeah,
then I guess that's
she
probably the best.
She should sell
thing.
It if it's huge. Why would you keep it?
It's probably worth so much.
But why would you keep it?
My mom kept hers from the first marriage.
I think it's hard to let go of something like that. 21 years.
We then melted it down and made my wife's engagement ring out of it.
Yeah.
Clever. Yeah.
That was luck, a good idea. Or bad luck? You'll see. We'll find out.
It's good luck.
Yeah, sure. We can go with that. All right. Coming up, we are going to change up how we do quizzes. Now, famously, we would play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
And I would lose.
And you would lose. But although you did win the last one.
Oh, I did, yes.
But like this, we don't want to challenge each other based on smarts, because Tara and I would always win.
Yeah.
And what fun is that? That's not fun for anyone.
We'd tie. Like,
yeah, that's not fun for anyone.
Carla.
I would tie you guys.
Okay.
Definitely not. So we are going to play a variation of that, but it's more based on popular culture, and it's got a fun name, and we'll play it for you. Coming up after the break, you're listening to Hello Friday here on Jukasa Radio.
Wanna ride now? Ride with me.
Let's ride. We got nothing but the hits.
The best in hip hop.
Jukasa Radio 93.5.
Okay, time for a pop quiz nose.
A what?
All right, we are back. It's Hello Friday, and you heard it. Time for some pop Quiznos. Are you guys ready? Who do you think is going to win?
Well,
I got to say, me.
Obviously, you have to be confident in yourself. You have to say yourself. I'm not going to say you're going to beat me, and
you're not going to
say I'm going to beat you.
Never.
My only problem is, I know what the category is, and it has me a little flustered.
Me too.
Because it's something that is long-ranging. It's been around a long time.
Who knows what she did with it?
Like, and the other thing, too, it's Carla we're talking about.
Yeah. So you never know what you're going to get.
You truly have no idea what she's going to ask us, what order it's in.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just so terrified because, like, quizzes and Carla are like water and vinegar. They just do not mix.
This is my first time getting to host a game show, so I'm going to bring it, and hopefully you guys can win. I don't know who I'm rooting for just yet, but
okay. Are we just doing like back and forth?
Well, that's up to the host.
Okay,
the host's job. But we should say today's edition of Pop Quiznos, the winner gets...
Pop-Tarts!
Woo!
Now, not just any flavor of Pop-Tarts, my favorite flavor
strawberry.
Of Pop-Tarts. Strawberry frosted, which means I need to win this more than anything.
And if neither of you win, I get them.
Woohoo. Yeah, we'll go with that.
All right, so we're going to get let ladies go first.
Ooh,
so Tara will be first here. But the topic is Disney villains. So hopefully
villains?
You went just villains?
Oh my god.
You know.
I had to break it down.
Wow.
I thought it was just Disney,
period. I thought
it
was Disney.
No.
I was ready for it. You know why? I don't really watch the villains because they're villains and who likes bad people?
Well.
Oh no.
Good thing that some of these are multiple choice. Then.
Carla's a fan of the bad boys.
Yeah. Oh, it's true. That's where
All right. Okay. Tara.
First question. Ready.
Question number one. What kind of throne does the evil queen sit on in Snow White and the Seven Dwarves? Is it A, a ruby throne, B, a peacock feathers throne, or C, a rose throne?
Wow. What, Snow White?
Yes, my dear.
The bad witch.
Yeah.
The evil queen.
It's feathers, roses, or what was the first one?
Ruby.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. You know what? I'm going to go with... roses.
C, roses.
Was I right?
Wow, you're wrong.
I thought I was going right because she's like, oh, C.
Yeah,
she tricked me.
I did.
Oh, my goodness.
I had you set up there. But the answer is actually B, a peacock feathers.
Okay, I would have got it wrong because I was going to go with ruby if
I
didn't
go
with roses.
Yeah, that was my choice. Because I would think evil witch would sit on a... throwing a peacock feather.
And I was like, well, she's Rosie.
I actually didn't realize it either until I saw the photo. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't notice that. All right, so Josh, you're up.
You didn't get that right.
What does Cruella de Vil want the Dalmatians for?
Nope.
Fur coat.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Hello? That's easy. That's the whole purpose of the movie.
Yes,
not what's in the background and what is she sitting on. It's not fair.
It's okay. They're going to get easy for you.
My
Don't worry.
Goodness.
All right.
That's not fair at all.
Wow. Okay.
Tara, what is the name of the song that Scar and the hyenas sing in The Lion King?
Oh, my goodness.
I got it. I remember.
Can I hum it for her?
No.
No. There's no.
I don't want to steal it. I don't want to steal it. Like, if you don't get it right, I want to say what it is.
I can see them. I see the video.
I believe in you.
Oh.
You got to cut her off at some point.
It's on the tip of my tongue, and I can
see. You need to cut her off.
You have to cut. I can see them. I don't know.
Oh, you want to steal this one?
It is Be Prepared.
Right!
All right, you don't actually get that, but it is correct. Yes, Be Prepared.
I knew that.
And now that song's going to be stuck in my head forever.
Now it is.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
I'll make it easier for you next time,
I keep saying that.
All right.
If this is easy, I'm going to... Oh, my goodness.
Josh.
Yes.
In Aladdin, Jafar turns into all of these except for either an old man, a snake... A genie or a monkey?
Monkey.
Wow.
I knew that one, too, actually.
I didn't think you would get that one.
That was an easy one.
Even I got that one wrong when I tried it.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Red genie.
Yeah.
He's the old man in the dungeon.
Yeah.
And then he turns into a snake.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I remember
He's
that.
Never a monkey.
Never a monkey.
Okay, Tara.
Oh, God.
I think you'll get this one.
Well, we'll see.
What is the name of Captain Hook's ship?
I don't even know that.
What?
Oh. Come on. You don't know this one?
No.
I don't,
at all?
I don't even know it.
Really?
No.
When you hear it, you're going to be like, oh.
Yeah, no. I will. When I hear it, this is her favorite movie, though.
Can I give her a clue?
You're the host.
Okay, I'm going to give you a clue.
What? Okay.
There's a type of candy named Jolly Ranchers, and maybe one of those words is in the name of the ship.
Jolly?
Oh, I think I know what it is. Jolly Roger.
Yes. It's called the Jolly Roger. Neither of you get that.
Yeah.
Because I basically told you what it was.
Oh my goodness. Look at this.
Man, Tara, I really thought you were going to be winning this.
Yeah. No, well, I'm getting way easier questions than you.
Right? Okay. You got to give him the hard one.
Okay. This one will be hard.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
What is Cinderella's stepmother's name? Is it A, Lady Ida, B, Lady Teresa, or D, or C, sorry, Lady Tremaine?
B.
Yeah!
You got it wrong.
What is it? Oh,
it's
Ida?
Lady Tremaine.
Oh. Ida.
I
never heard it. I never heard any of those names
in a movie.
Okay, Tara.
Yeah.
How many brothers does Hans from Frozen have? Is it A, 7, B, 12, or C, none?
What? Hans? Oh, wait, Hans.
Oh, yes, he does. Yeah. Oh. So it's either 7 or 12. I'm going to go with 12.
Yes!
Yeah!
I'll give you another ding.
Yeah. Ding,
got
ding,
it.
Ding.
Got
all right,
it.
2-1.
Yes, 2-1 right now. Are you keeping track
in
case I messed up?
Yeah. I think we all are for that fact.
All right. Josh, what Disney movie is Ursula the Sea Witch in?
What?
The Little Mermaid? Under the sea. Well.
Okay.
No.
Looks like I'm winning this one.
No, I think Tara will get this one. All right. What does Gaston threaten to do to Belle's father? A, put him in an asylum. B, give him to the beast forever. Or C, seize and destroy his inventions.
B.
No, really? It's A, put him in an asylum. I really thought you would get that one.
You know what? Villains, if you went not villains.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to start eating these Pop-Tarts now.
Yeah, because there's no
way. Ask me the last question.
All right, we've got one more.
So I can crush this.
One more.
All right, what is
true
it?
True or false?
This is horrible.
The queen wants to kill Snow White because Snow White is more beautiful than she is.
True.
Carla, are you kidding me? You said you weren't picking favorites, but
I
you
didn't.
Give him true or false. He had 50 50 shot.
I really
you
thought,
give him the Dalmatians.
I really thought you knew.
Like,
yours.
Are you kidding me?
And what movie is Ursula from?
Right? Like, are you kidding me?
Josh, like, is the winner.
Oh my
gosh. What a terrible host.
Yeah, it was
4-1. 4-1. You won.
Yeah, okay. So just
so you know, it was 3-1, wasn't it?
No, it was 4-1. I only got question 3 wrong.
Are you kidding
plus
me?
I got like 2 of your questions right. My question now is, what was your tiebreaker?
Yeah, my tiebreaker.
Out of curiosity.
Yeah. Okay, do you guys want to do the tiebreaker?
Well,
I'd like to hear
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we just want.
Okay, how long did the wildebeest stampede in The Lion King take to create?
Ooh, take to create?
Like them drawing it and.
Yeah, just everything, putting it all together.
I would probably say conservatively 60 days.
60 days?
I was going to say a month.
Yeah.
Wow, you got to go up more.
Really?
It took them 3 years. 3 years just for that.
For the one
for that
scene?
Because you have to remember back then it was all hand illustrated, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we.
Yes, we the movie's animated, so yes. I know.
You know what? That's the answer. 3 years.
Wow. Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, you can 3 Google it. Well, I swear I didn't make it up.
I'm going to enjoy these Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. Well, that was the first round ever of Pop Quiznos. We've got your Two Row Times
yes,
news up right now. Make sure that you keep on listening. It's the first edition of Hello Friday, Jukessa Radio.
Hey, this is Vita Chambers. And you're listening to Jukessa Radio 93.5.
Let's give them something to talk about. Let's give them something to talk about. How about love? Love, 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 scoop it all, candy, dig it out.
Something to talk about. That is our next segment here on Hello Friday. I was just enjoying my Pop-Tarts that I won.
Yeah, yeah.
So just quick sidebar.
I feel bad.
That quiz was rigged my side.
Yeah.
It wasn't rigged. I should have looked more at the questions beforehand and evened them out a bit.
That would have been great if you, who Listen, did the quiz, looked at the questions.
For a first-time game show host, I had to learn, you know? That was a learning experience. And next time, now I know.
Well, in Pop-Tarts.
Easier question.
Can I have a piece?
No.
From the corner?
No, there's only the corner left.
I know.
You ate both of them already.
I eat fast.
Guys just literally.
Yeah.
There.
Do you even taste it?
Oh, I taste it. It's delicious.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's got this sweet taste of victory
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, I bet.
You should give some to Sharon.
I really want
to
you to
Tara. No, not at all. All right, so our next segment is Give Them Something to Talk About. It is where we debate some interesting topics. Now, the way it will go is one person will oppose and one person will agree. Hopefully, you two have figured out who's opposing and who's agreeing, because I heard you guys preparing earlier today and there was a huge sense of confusion.
It's not. It's just that we think alike.
So it was,
you know, kind of hard.
Yeah, that's what it is. So we just did a game show, a Pop Quiznos about Disney films and more specifically Disney movies. And Disney films are kind of a hot topic of discussion. Aladdin just came out in theaters. Lion King is coming out in a matter of weeks. What is that, a month away? So my question to you is, should Disney keep making live action remakes? So should they stop or should they keep going?
They should stop.
They should keep going.
No, I think they should stop. Because they just keep remaking all the movies that we've already seen. So if they want to make new movies, like live action movies, make new movies. Don't go and create old ones that we've already seen 1,000 times.
That was a point I was going to make. Like, I want them to keep making the live action ones, but I don't want them to do live action remakes. Make live action, like, just original ones.
So,
but I think it's cool.
So like
they did
in the 90s, like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and movies like that that you'd see maybe on the Disney Channel, or they wouldn't do very well in the box office. Where Disney really made its money in the 90s and even prior to that was the animated films. So how many of them have you guys seen?
None.
Never seen any live action remakes?
No. Like, what is there? Dumbo?
Dumbo, Cinderella.
Oh no, I saw Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, I saw Beauty and the Beast. I liked that one. I liked the Jungle Book. Mm-hmm. So I think that they have a good track record.
I don't really watch them.
No.
No.
They have a good track record of people going to the theaters and like them selling out.
But I feel only because they watch them as the cartoons.
So, Tara, is your biggest problem the fact that they're just rehashing something you already know?
Yeah.
Because we talked about the trailer and I said, I don't want to watch the trailer of Lion King. And you're like, why? You've already seen the movie. And I was like,
I have seen the movie
several times.
Yeah, you thought you were going to get spoilers or something.
The big difference, though, is that they add maybe a half an hour or two each movie.
Maybe.
New music, new scenes. So what do you think about that?
I don't know. I don't, like, why fix something that's not broken?
That's a fair point.
I think the whole remakes and, like, the live action, though, it gets you going, like, nostalgic and... I like it for nostalgic reasons. Like, I go to the theaters and I can like enjoy a little piece of my childhood. Even if it's a new live action movie, I feel like just because of the factor of it being Disney, makes it feel nostalgic to me.
So there are plenty more movies coming out, right?
Yeah.
They're planning Mulan. Mm-hmm. They're doing Maleficent 2, which wasn't a Disney animated movie, but the character is from the
I actually watched that one.
So, and obviously Lion King coming out in a month. Do you think these live action movies affect... the animated films.
In what way?
Like you watch them and now you look at the... Like if you see The Lion King and you hate it.
Yeah.
Does it affect how you feel about the original Lion King?
Never.
If you think about Aladdin, when everyone found out Will Smith was a blue genie...
they went
people
crazy.
Went bananas.
Yeah.
So does that kind of... Because you already know what it looks like because you've seen it before.
Yeah.
Right? That's the big difference between books being made into movies and these Disney movies being remade. In books, you don't know what the characters look like. You can just hear and read the description. But you know what Simba looks like. You know what the genie looks like.
And then they change them.
Yeah.
I don't like it. That's what I'm saying.
But I feel like people going, a part of the whole going to see the remake or the live action version is so that they can kind of compare it. So that means that people are still going to go watch it.
Yeah, they're always going to go watch them.
So they should still keep making them.
Disney's going to keep making whatever makes the money at the end of the day. And they make a lot of money, especially in 2019. In 2019, they're going to kill it. Because I think Aladdin and Lion King came out. Spider-Man's coming out. Endgame just is wrapping up.
I always forget that's Disney.
And Star Wars is in November, December. So I think they're doing quite well. So we talked about Beyonce earlier in the show and how her social media and her fan base kind of blowing up over this Nicole Curran situation. So my question to you is, should celebrities step in on social media and basically tell their fans, simmer down? Is there a responsibility of the celebrity to the fans?
I feel they should. I feel their fans would listen to them if they're like, stop.
Hammer time.
Yeah.
I was going to say, now knowing the context, because originally I was going to say no. Like, I'll say no to the fact that, like, a celebrity doesn't need to speak out on every single thing that happens in their lives. But when it comes to, like, the fans affecting somebody's life, then, maybe the celebrity should say something. But if it's anything to do with, like, how Kylie was pregnant, I don't think she needed to say that she was pregnant. That was just kind of like, you can keep things quiet and leave people to think what they want to think and what they want to hear without saying anything about it.
So social media sets a bad precedent, and I'll tell you why. If you listen to a celebrity, for the most part, talk about social media, they say it is this great tool to help them reach their fans one-on-one.
Yeah.
You can directly interact with your fans one-on-one. But the minute the fans turn on you, or the minute the fans are no longer interested in you, your whole mindset changes where social media is this vile, awful place where it's just filled with negativity. So celebrity culture is a big reason why social media is what it is. They want your opinions. They want to talk to you. But once your opinion isn't what they want to hear, then they don't want it so much anymore. So when you look at the Beyonce situation, is there not an instance where Beyonce should have tweeted out Instagram video, whatever, saying, guys,
like she was asking for a drink, like, get over it. I'm not mad.
At the same time, though, are they going to listen? I don't think so.
Her beehive might.
I don't think they'll listen.
Like if she actually did it.
I don't think they would. I don't know. I feel like people on social media are just going to do what they want to do no matter who tells them to stop. Like you could ban people from commenting. They'll still find a way to get at you through DMs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I feel she's the queen bee. They're her beehive. If she's like, yo, settle down, like it was nothing, I think they'd stop.
But does Beyonce take responsibility for that crowd of people?
No.
Like, it's not like,
no.
It's not like she's a cult leader who's brought them all together in her church of Beyonce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is a fan following that have called themselves by their own name, have congregated together and has believed this gospel of Beyonce.
I could compare it to the whole Aisha and Steph Curry situation, like with that Toronto fan who he might go to jail for his comments that he made about her. You don't see Steph stepping in and making any comments and trying to defend her. He's just keeping quiet about it. So
maybe he should.
So there is a responsibility when there needs to be one, but for the most part, I don't think they want to be responsible for anybody or anything that's said online because it kind of reflects back on them a bit. So this one, this one's very important to me, guys.
Yes, I assume so.
Growing up for me, Batman was my favorite superhero. Michael Keaton played it to perfection. Okay? Val Kilmer, he was fine.
I liked Michael Keaton.
George Clooney was awful. Christian Bale sounded constipated. And Ben Affleck just didn't seem interested in doing it.
And now,
word on the street is Robert Pattinson, Edward Cullen himself from Twilight, will be the Caped Crusader in a movie that will come out in the next couple of years. Robert Pattinson, should he be Batman?
No.
Yes.
He's Edward. He will always be Edward. I'm Team Edward. I don't want to see him as Batman like I see him as a vampire.
But that's like vice versa for me because I know him from Twilight and I loved him in Twilight. I want to see him as
not
Batman.
Not as Batman though. If you go from a vampire to Batman,
he can do it all. Be a superhero, whatever.
Like I get the connection vampires, bats.
But that's
maybe
that's
he'll
good.
Be vampire Batman. I don't know.
But for me, for somebody who hasn't really watched much of like comic movies or any of the Batmans, I think I've only watched one of them.
Who was the Batman?
I can't even name him, to be honest. It was one of the newer ones though that I watched.
So either Affleck or Christian Bale.
I think it was Bale. But now knowing that Robert is gonna be playing Batman, I'm gonna watch that.
First thing, you guys know him for the wrong reasons. He's Cedric Diggory. Okay.
From
Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. But whatever. So I will take this for what it is. Now, I hated the Affleck thing right away.
Yeah.
And I was right on the nose about it. I remember back in high school when they announced that Heath Ledger was going to play Joker.
Yeah.
I lost my mind. I was like, what? 10 things I hate about
you? Yeah.
Brokeback Mountain? This guy's going to play Joker?
He crushed it.
He did an amazing job. So it's like, I have to calm down my expectations.
Until you see it.
Because you just don't know. Until they put the costume on and they do the part, right?
Well, the thing with Robert Pattinson is he's like dark and mysterious.
He's
so
brooding.
I feel like that'll play into the whole Batman
when
thing.
I see it, though, I'm just going to be looking like, where's Bella? Is Bella coming out anytime?
Kristen Stewart just pops in. Hey, guys.
She could be Catwoman.
You know, when Michael Keaton was cast as Batman, he was known as a comic actor. He had done comedies a lot. He's a comedian.
Yeah.
Little known fact about Michael Keaton. He's a comedian. He just doesn't do it anymore. But he used to do it in the early parts of his career. And when they announced that Michael Keaton was going to play Batman, well, everyone's barometer for Batman was Adam West at the time, right? Even though it had been 20 years since someone else had played Batman, that's who they thought of as Batman. So this idea that Michael Keaton, this comedic actor, was going to play Batman is insane. He turned out to be the best one when Val Kilmer, Christian Bale, and George Clooney were all, quote, serious actors and, like, blockbuster actors.
Yeah.
They're not as good as he was. So, you can't make that judgment until they put the suit on and that trailer comes out.
I don't know. See, I don't know.
When the trailer comes out, that will tell me everything I need
When's
to know.
When's it supposed to come out?
Probably 2021-ish.
Wow.
Yeah. So, he'll be about 35 by the time the movie comes out.
Wow, he's that old?
Because he's 33 right now.
Tara will be ever so
closer to the age of 40.
Excuse me. No one needs to
but
know
looks
that.
Looks like she's 25.
Yeah, sure. Coming up, we got one final segment for you. It's called The Final Countdown. I'll explain more. Coming up, you're listening to Hello Friday here on Jukasa Radio.
Yo. Oh, this is Carter Yelba from Sam's Cree Nation, Alberta. We, the Muskie's Cree, listen to 93.5 Jukasa Radio.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Okay, time for a pop Quiznos.
A what?
5.
That was the best acting I've ever seen in my whole life.
4. 3.
Just say I'm the best. Just say.
2.
You ain't first, you're last.
1.
I'm working out all the kinks, guys. Sometimes I put the wrong music in. It happens.
I thought we were going to give Tara a second chance there.
Yeah, no, we're not giving Tara a second chance.
Thanks,
all right,
Emma.
This segment is called The Final Countdown. It is what we do last weekly, and it is a countdown. It's a different countdown every single time. We count down 5 things of a category. I did not pick the category. Who picked the category?
I picked the category.
Now, what was the category you chose?
I did top 5 TV shows of all time.
That are personal, right?
Personal.
Your personal favorite TV shows of
favorite,
all time.
Your favorite, yeah.
So we'll go around the table. We'll start
Should
at
we start 5.
5,
I was going
to
say.
5,
yeah.
Everyone say their 5. Go down to 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, Tara, since you decided this is what we're doing,
okay.
What is your number 5?
Okay, well, it's kind of like 2, but it's Laguna Beach, Into the Hills.
Ah.
So basically Lauren Conrad.
Lauren, you're big, so you're not
I'm
into
big,
this remake that's happening?
Not really, because she's, okay. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, okay. Carla, what is your number 5?
Number 5 is Breaking Bad.
Oh.
I would never peg you as someone who watched that
did
show.
Did you watch
really?
That?
Yes, Jesse? Oh my God, I love him.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. That's why I
All
say
right.
the B word so much. It's because of him.
Oh. Was
bad?
Not, yes.
No, we can't
bad
say
word.
It on
yeah.
bad. Air.
Man, our lists are going to be so weird. My number 5 is going to need a little bit of explaining because you probably never heard of it. It was a show that was on NBC from 2007 to 2012. It had 91 episodes. It was called Chuck.
Is he like a murderer?
No, that's Dexter.
Oh.
It starred a young Zachary Levi who played a IT support guy at basically a Best Buy. But the store on the show is called Buy More.
Okay.
Instead of the Geek Squad, he works for the Nerd Herd. And he was also a spy. And it's a funny show. And there are many episodes where I cry like a baby.
I haven't heard
of
that.
And
goodness.
That is the indicator of a Josh stamp of approval. If you can make me cry, you are going to be high ranking on my list. And I love Chuck. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. I'm going to Fan Expo to meet the guy who played Chuck.
Of course you are.
In the summer. And I'm very excited about it. Tara, you're
number four. The Challenge.
The Challenge.
MTV.
It's a good one.
That's
it's
a
number
great show.
4.
That's a great show. 30
yeah.
plus seasons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So much drama.
Every one of them.
I'm noticing a trend with reality TV.
Uh-huh. I do like reality TV.
Yeah.
It was really hard for me to pick.
I do love The Challenge. I really
yeah,
do,
it's
but
good.
It's not my top 5.
Oh, I look forward to
oh,
that.
Oh, me too. It's a sport.
It's
like
over
a sport.
Now. Now we got to wait like a couple more months.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What's your number 5 or 4?
Number 4 is Breaker High. Such a good
show.
Wow.
Oh. Such a good show.
Hey. Young Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
And then the other
Just
people.
Just the whole cast is good.
That was a Canadian-only television show on YTV.
You know what?
Shout out to Drake wearing that sweatshirt at the...
I don't think I watched it.
You never watched Breaker High?
You got to go on YouTube. They have episodes on there.
Iconic intro for us Canadian children.
Okay.
Number 4 for me is Boy Meets World.
Of course.
How did I forget that one?
Boy Meets World. 7 seasons, 93 to 2000. It's where I met the love of my life,
Topanga
Lawrence. Mm. And fell in love for the first time.
Was it her hair?
It was everything. Her hair, her face.
Really?
Her zest for life.
Did you watch the new one?
I tried to.
Where it's like girl meets girl,
she
right?
She looks great, though.
She looks the same.
God bless her.
Yeah.
Tara, number 3.
The O.C. That's a good one.
Great
that was
show.
A good one. Yeah. Yeah.
I got into it when it was over. You know, when they started doing the syndication and stuff like
yeah,
that, I was
no.
like, man, this show's great. And I was like, oh, it got canceled.
It was like every week and I had to wait one whole week to watch
it
what happened.
It was the evolution of 90210 and Melrose Place.
Yeah.
It was the teen version of that program.
It was good.
It was great.
Side note, they watch it on Laguna Beach every week. They get together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Carla, number 3.
Jane the Virgin.
Jane the Virgin.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. You know what?
It's up there for you?
It was going to be Degrassi, but then because I did Breaker High, I was like, okay, I've already done like a Canadian TV show. I
well,
do
but it's your top 5.
Yeah, it's top
it's
five.
Up to
okay.
you.
Like
okay.
if someone said you can only watch these 5 shows for the rest of your life.
Okay,
that's
Degrassi.
What I based it on.
But the OG Degrassi, not those new ones.
Okay, okay no, wait,
the,
wait. Are you talking OG OG or are you talking about Drake?
No, I'm talking about like the OG episodes.
So
prior to Drake.
Everything.
No, there's different.
Before Drake, during Drake, but just not the Degrassi Next Class.
Okay, the MTV edition of
yeah.
it. Number three for me is the thing that started it all. It debuted back in 1992.
I love how he gives the years.
Ended in 1995, spawned two animated movies that made its way to theaters. It's Batman the Animated Series. Four plus seasons. One of the most important things I own in my collection is a poster signed by the voice of Batman, Kevin Conroy, and Mark Hamill, who voices the Joker, also known as Luke Skywalker.
Wait, you have something signed by Luke Skywalker?
Yeah, my Batman poster.
No way.
Is it in a glass frame?
It is in a glass frame. Hmm. It is one of the most important things I own. I love it more than anything in the world. This is literally one of my favorite shows ever. It's the reason I started reading comic books and the reason I love Batman and is the best.
Wow.
Yeah. Number two.
One Tree Hill.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I was watching Riverdale last night.
Chad Michael Murray.
Chad Michael Murray.
I love him
show.
In Riverdale.
By the way, great shape. There's
so
he had to take off his
he's
shirt.
He's got
to
be old.
And
though,
he is
too.
Ripped.
He's got to be old.
Completely dehydrated and ripped.
Yeah, he looks dehydrated. Good.
God bless him. Why One Tree Hill?
I don't know.
Just.
I like
all
the.
Also, great iconic opening song. Right?
Oh, yeah.
My favorite part.
Gavin DeGraw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite part of One Tree Hill is when Paige has that sign that says people always leave. That was like.
Paige?
Peyton? Yeah.
Peyton Sawyer.
She's a big fan. She's a big fan of the
big
show.
Big fan. Huge when fan.
Paige, huge
like,
fan.
I'm the who's worst Paige? At names.
Carla,
you guys know
number
that.
Two.
Star.
Oh, okay.
The show that just got canceled.
I know.
Yeah.
It's
going to
get
come
picked
back. Up. It's going to
yeah,
pick up.
Yeah, it's got to. For sure. Because it's a good show.
Because
we got to see how it ends.
There's no way that you can leave a show
no.
with the way that they left it.
Sure
like
they
have
can.
To. They
no.
planned for another season.
You got, yeah, we need answers for
I
that.
I don't know about that. Number two for me, it's a show where I've seen every episode at least 6 to 10 times.
Oh, I want to guess.
It debuted in 2007 and ended its run of 12 seasons back in May.
Is it your Brooklyn show?
279 episodes. It is The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, of course. Thought it was your-
that is one of my favorite shows ever. You can put it on TV any season, any episode. I will watch it with bated breath. I can probably quote some of the episodes back to you. It was kind of, it made it okay to be a dork, a nerd, a geek. And the dork got the hot girl at the end of the day. So one of my favorite. I know people really crap on it now. But because I think when shows go on too long, people just kind of get annoyed by it.
Yeah.
But the reality is the show was more popular when it was ending than it was when it started. It actually got higher ratings post season 7 than it did prior to season 7. And the ratings every year just kept going up and up and up. And when the show concluded, they were averaging 15 million viewers a week.
Wow. You took like notes on
no,
your
that's in,
list.
That's in
no,
that's in
he just knows.
That's in the old noodle
for his own good.
Tara, number one.
Number one. Okay, are you
I
ready
wonder
for
what
it?
This is.
Friends. My number one all-time favorite show.
Of course.
I know every line.
10 seasons, 200 plus episodes.
I had it on VHS.
Oh wow, those that
then
box
they were
set
like,
was ridiculous.
No, I had like a whole section VHS. And then I had the DVDs, and I'm very upset because I've always wanted, even though we don't watch DVDs anymore, they came out at the end with this ultimate DVD, all together, season, and I still want
the
that
complete
box.
Set.
I still want
They're
that box.
They're expensive.
Oh, I know. I want it, though.
Yeah.
One day. I'll get there.
Carla, number one.
Okay, honestly, you guys probably won't even know this show, but it's called Money Heist, and that's my number one show. Have you heard of it?
Never heard of it.
Can you explain?
It is so good. Like, I'm telling you, you watch it. And you're just going to be obsessed with it.
Is it just new? On now? Like,
no, it was made about like 3 years ago. But there's only 2 seasons. But they just got
you like all these shows.
They just got picked up for a 3rd season. It's going to start filming in July. But
wow.
Money Heist. It's originally called Casa de Papel. And
what?
It's what? Like it's a Spanish show, but they translate it. You have to like watch it with subtitles and everything.
Oh.
Not interested.
But I'm telling you, it is so good. They try to rob a place that makes money, like cash.
Okay, that's your number on all the shows.
Number
that's
one.
Number one.
Yes.
Wow.
So
wow.
good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My number one. Wow.
Can you top that one?
No, I definitely
know.
Cannot. Casa Bobby Boo Boo Boo. My number one was a show that debuted on the WB network that became UPN, that became the CW, started in 2001, ended in 2011.
Oh, I know what it is.
217 episodes. It's Smallville.
I knew it.
I've never seen that.
It is the story of a young Clark Kent finding out all about his superpowers. No flights, no tights. That was the tagline of the show. He never flew and he never wore the Superman costume until the final episode, 217. It is awesome. I love it.
Did you cry when he put on the suit?
I didn't cry when he put on the suit. I cried in a lot of episodes, though. It is a commitment to watch because it is 10 seasons of 40 minutes an episode. And I did buy the complete box set. I own all the DVDs.
You probably have it signed by all the people.
I had all the like the DVD boxes, and then the original, the whole set came out. I was like, not buying this. I own action figures from the show.
Do you have a poster?
I do not own posters. There is no poster because it's a TV show. I do own books.
Okay.
And
just so you know.
And the OG cast will be also attending Fan Expo this summer. And I'm losing my crap about it. Because it is my favorite show of all time.
Wow.
So we want to know what your favorite shows of all time. We're going to post on our Facebook page, at Jukasa Radio. We want you to rank your top five TV shows of all time. And then we'll talk about it next week. Thank you for listening to the first edition of Hello Friday. Guys, wasn't it fun?
Hello Friday.
Did you have a good time, Tara?
I had a great time.
Aside from losing?
Good job, guys.
I forgot about it, but
I'm not high-fiving you.
Why not?
Because
you're a bad game show host. Carla's up next for your afternoon drive. Back together.
You've got a Pop-Tart.
Two Pop-Tarts on Monday morning.